This podcast is for adults only. It contains themes of a sexual nature that aren't suited for younger listeners. If you're below the age of consent in your area, please stop listening now. Hey folks, and welcome to the 17th episode of my podcast. I'm going to get right to the story in a second, but first, I want to mention the new animation in my art gallery on arterotica.com. It's a fun little ass-worshipping scene, complete with a micro-story underneath it. And my art galleries are always free. There's no ads, no distractions, just naughty femdom art. So go check it out. That's arterotica.com. And now, the excerpt from Begging for More. I walked up to the woman sitting at the front desk and said, "Hi, I'm here to apply for the job." She looked me up and down, smiled, and said, let me buzz the boss and tell her you're here. She hit the button on the intercom and said, "Boss, I've got an applicant for the position we advertised. He looks very well suited for the job." "Okay, send him in," a female voice replied. I wondered what she had meant about being well suited for the job. All I knew about the position was that they were looking for a man who could take orders well and didn't mind working under a woman. It was supposed to be well-paying. It sounded too good to be true. I couldn't help but wonder what the catch might be. "Just go through the door and walk straight to the back. She's in the office at the end," the woman behind the desk said. "Thanks," I replied as I walked through the door and then into the other room. Inside, there were about 15 little cubicles, each with women busy working in them. When I came through the door, they all looked up at me. Everybody stared at me as I walked back to the boss's office. It felt kind of weird, but I figured they just wanted to check out the new guy. When I got to the back of the room, I knocked on the office door. A female voice said, "Come in." I opened the door and walked into the room. A pretty woman in a business suit looked up from her work and smiled at me. "Hi," she said. "My name is Julie." "Hi, I'm James," I said as I held my hand out to her. She reached out her hand from behind the desk and shook mine. Her eyes quickly ran over my body as mine dove down the front of her blouse. "Have a seat, James. Let me tell you about the job," she said as she stood up and walked around the front of the desk. I sat down in a chair that was a few feet in front of the desk as she stood in front of me. She just stood there for a second and gave me a chance to look her over. She was a very attractive woman. She wore a thin silk blouse with no bra, I judged by the way her breasts bounced gently and her nipples poked through the front. Her skirt was very businesslike, but it did seem a little shorter than most business suits I've seen. It revealed long, sexy legs covered in tan stockings. I wondered if they were silk like her blouse. "This is a very unusual position we have here, and it takes a special man to fill it. Do you think that's you, James?" she asked. "Well, what would my duties be? The ad was very vague," I said. "Easy things, mostly. Filing, a little typing. Not much, though. The girls will do just about all of that." She sat on the edge of her desk and kicked off one of her shoes. Before I knew what she was up to, she had run her foot up my leg and into my crotch. The sole of her foot rubbed my quickly hardening cock. I looked up the length of her leg and then up her skirt to see that she wore old-fashioned nylons and garters. I could also see she wasn't wearing any panties. Her pussy was covered in dark shadows, but I could see glimpses of it as she moved her foot up and down over my cock. "You see, James, the position we have available here is for office slave boy. Are you interested?" "What will I have to do?" I asked. "Your cock is so hard. Why don't you take it out? I want to see it," she said in a very sexy voice. I was a little hesitant, but I undid the button on my pants as she slid her foot out of the way. That gave me an even better view up her skirt. Then I pulled down my zipper and pushed down my underwear so that I could take out my cock. The moment it was free, she slid her foot back over my naked cock. "Basically, James, you'll be taking orders from every woman in the company. You'll have to do whatever they say, and if you slip up in any way, they can spank you. Other than that, though, there won't be any pain involved." Her foot slid over my hard cock. It was driving me crazy and made it very difficult to think straight. You will also be expected to lick the women to orgasm. Do you like to eat pussy, James? Yes, I moaned. How about rim jobs? Have you ever given one? She asked. Yes, I love to do both, I said as I breathed hard. Oh, when I tell them that, I'm sure your tongue will be very popular, she said with a smile. Would you like to try the position for a few days to see if you like it? You will be very well paid, even if you decide not to take the job. I didn't know what to say. I tried to think, but her foot was driving me closer and closer to an orgasm. Why don't I leave you alone for a few minutes and let you think about it? If you decide to try out for the job, I'll expect you to be naked when I come back in. And don't you dare come before I tell you. If you decide not to take the job, I'll finish what I've started here with my foot, and there will be no hard feelings, okay? I just shook my head yes and then watched her put her shoe back on and walk out of the office. I didn't want to let my hard cock do my thinking, but it throbbed like mad. I thought about what she had said. Before I knew it, I had taken all my clothes off and draped them over the chair. When I was naked, I just stood there, not sure of what to do. I tried to keep my mind off my cock, which seemed harder than ever. Every second I stood there seemed like hours. I thought about how ridiculous this whole situation really was. I was about to get dressed when I reached for my clothes and the door opened and Julie came in. I'm glad to see you decided to try out for the position, she said as she walked over to me. Her slim hand brushed lightly over my cock. All the ladies wanted me to tell them about your cock. They all wanted to know how big and hard it was. I told them it was very handsome and felt so hard under my foot. I know they can't wait to see it. Let's go out and show them how nice and hard you are, she said as she smiled and gathered up my clothes in one hand. I thought about how the women had looked at me as I walked past them before. I could only imagine what was going to happen now. Julie saw me hesitate and came up behind me. With her free hand, she patted and squeezed my ass and then said, "The first time is the hardest, James. After that, it's easy. Just think about all the women out there that are dying to see you naked. You've got every pussy out there wet with anticipation. Think about it. 16 hot, wet pussies, all waiting for you. They all want to see you and that handsome cock of yours. You don't want to disappoint them, do you?" I slowly walked towards the door. "That's a good boy," Julie said. "After we're done with the introductions, we'll come back in here for a while. I promise." As I got closer, I could see the vague shadows of the women through the frosted glass window in the door. Julie reached her hand around me and quickly opened the door. Before I knew it, I stood stark naked in front of a group of strange women with a throbbing erection. Their eyes sparkled as they smiled at me happily. There wasn't a shy woman in the group. They all looked me over from head to toe. One or two of them were even playing with their nipples. "Ladies," Julie announced, "as I'd hoped, James has agreed to try out for the position. I don't want you to treat him any differently than you did our last boy. I want him to be sure to know what he's in for if he decides to join us permanently. Now, you all may welcome him personally before we start the orientation." Julie pushed me out further into the main office, and they all swarmed around me. One by one, they all quickly kissed and felt me up. They all looked at me lustfully, and one of the women even told me she couldn't wait to feel my tongue on her ass and pussy. My cock throbbed harder and harder. "Okay, ladies, back in line," Julie shouted. Then she put down my clothes and picked up a notepad. "James, I'm going to ask you a series of questions. Some of them will seem very personal, but I have to ask them so that we can get to know you a little better and be sure nothing goes wrong, okay?" I was a little scared at the idea that something could go wrong, but I shook my head yes, and she started to ask me the questions. "Do you have any fetishes you'd like to tell us about?" she asked. I thought about it for a second and then said, "No." "Are you sure? You seemed to enjoy my foot before. Would you enjoy licking and sucking on a woman's toes?" "Yes," I answered as I blushed slightly. "Could be a possible foot fetish there, ladies," Julie said with a smile. "Keep that in mind. Have you ever been stimulated anally?" "Yes, once," I admitted. "Really? Do tell us about it," Julie said with a smile. It was while an old girlfriend was giving me a blowjob. At first she just started to play with my asshole, but then she worked a finger into it. Did you enjoy that? Julie asked. Yes, very much, I said with a blush. That's good, she smiled. Have you ever had any sexual contact with another man? No, I said firmly. Would you be opposed to it? I didn't know what to say. Please, just answer honestly, Julie said. Yes, I would. Fine. Do you like to masturbate? Yes, I said as I blushed again and felt the eyes of every woman in the room all over my naked body. Good. You will be called on to do that whenever someone is interested in watching you. That probably won't happen often, but you may also be asked to have intercourse with some of your coworkers, or be asked to have sex with a slave girl for all of us to watch. Does that bother you? No. Do you have a girlfriend or a spouse? Julie asked. No, I replied. Have you ever been spanked in public or private before? No. It will no doubt happen to you eventually. A few of the ladies here really enjoy spanking the office boy. But don't worry, you'll enjoy it more than you think, and you'll be well taken care of afterwards. There are a few more questions, but nothing really important. I want to get on with the day. When you come to work in the morning, you will walk up to Susan at the front desk, strip off all your clothes, and give them to her. She'll hold them in a safe place until you're ready to leave. Then you are to report straight to me. I may have some special assignments for you. A few of the women laughed when she said that last part, but she went on. If not then, you are to come back out here and ask the ladies if they want anything. Bring them coffee, donuts, or serve them however they like. But don't spend too much time with one woman. This is an office, and we all have work to do. If a woman abuses her privileges with you, she will be punished. Does everybody understand that? We all agreed. Good, James. Your cock is so hard. I bet you'd like to play with it, wouldn't you? She brushed her soft hand over my ass and said, we'd all love to see you do it. I slowly moved my hand to my cock and started to jerk off. It was so hard and it felt so good as they all watched me. As I started to get more and more excited, the women started to cheer me on. I played with my cock and balls to their yells of, stroke it, baby! Beat that big, beautiful meat! Shoot that hot load of cum! I bent my knees a little and thrust my pelvis at them as I came hard, sending thick streams of cum out at them. They all applauded as I tried to regain myself. I looked up at them, and each one of them was smiling at me widely. There's way more to this story. The whole book is over 25,000 words, and there are two more follow-ups, begging for even more book one and book two. I'll be reading excerpts from those in the next two podcasts. There's no bonus chapter for these books, but most of my books have one. And if you buy from my site, arterotica.com, you get them for the same price you'd spend on Amazon. But bonus chapters are only available on my website. That's arterotica.com. arterotica.com. There are no bonus chapters on Amazon, Google Play, Smashwords, or Barnes & Noble, and I only use PayPal to process transactions on my website, so it's totally safe, and I don't even know your payment details. That's just between you and PayPal. However, I understand. Some people just prefer buying through the big sites. That's totally cool. So you'll also get links on my sites to my books on all the major sites I've published my books on. Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Smashwords. Either way, I hope you'll go to my site and check it out. So thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on Arter's Erotica.